think my gut feeling when I first felt it was, oh, it's a jungle, it's a guerrilla park. And people thought I meant guerrilla, you know, like guerrilla tactics, but no, I always meant gorilla, as wild as, you know, as we are, you know, we can be wild human beings too. So May happened, May 15th, I normally would walk through, and there the bulldozers were, and they'd, you know, practically finished the job, and there were the groundhogs scurrying and running for their lives. Because it was an election year, and this happened to be a very hot button issue for the politics and the politicians of the day. So a bunch of us, we pose questions to the Ville Centre, the downtown city hall. So the topic of Guerrilla Park, the Speaker of the House asked, well, where is this Guerrilla Park? Does this Guerrilla Park actually exist? So it had kind of a comical element to it, because, you know, you think gorillas, you think like hanging from a tree and swinging from a tree and that whole idea of Planet of the Apes. And it's a name that conjures up a lot of emotion in people. So after that, we kind of formed sort of an ad hoc group of neighbors, and we would meet, and then it was decided at some point that, yes, Guerrilla Park should be adopted. So it was translated to Parc des Gorilles. So it stuck, and it became kind of like a mascot, and as well really described the space, the green space that had been bulldozed and had been, you know, ripped apart out of our community. It sticks in the memory, and it's something you won't forget. And I think the more power to people to do these green actions and green art actions is important.